97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
On the phone with us from federal prison, Jake Lang. So glad we could catch up again because, Jake, we talked back in February. And for those who didn't hear your story then, there's updates, which is why we're talking here. But I want to fill people in who are not familiar with your story, Jake. I understand you got voices in the background there. It's okay. You're calling from prison. This is what we got to do here. But tell me exactly what people need to know before we get to the updates.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, Ryan? God bless you. My name's Jake Lang. I'm a 29-year-old January 6th political prisoner of the Joe Biden regime, the dying regime that's lashing out like a cornered animal on all of its political opponents, arresting and mass incarcerating thousands of peaceful protesters that went to the Capitol to protest 3.5 years ago, his communist coup d'etat. And I'm one of the January 6ers that said, I will not shut up. I will not sit down. I will not surrender. And I will call out this Marxist regime at every corner and every chance I can. And for that, I've been tortured and left in solitary confinement and separated from my friends and family for years. It's been 1,243 days today. I've been incarcerated without a trial.
You went into prison when you were 25 years old in 2021. You are still there now, and you have not had a trial.
Yes, I'm 29 years old now, 4 birthdays in the slammer. I've been incarcerated the entire presidency of Joe Biden, just to put it in perspective. You know, how many vacations I've had, how many family barbecues and birthdays and holidays and Christmases and loving times worshiping God at your local church that you guys have had, enjoying a freedom that is hard fought for by patriots like founding fathers. And so just put it in perspective, guys, freedom isn't free. And we're willing to go through this hard battle and stand up for American liberty. But we need your guys' support. We need you guys out there making sure that, you know, we don't go silently into the night, that we're not lost and forgotten.
Jake, what you're experiencing is a violation of the Sixth Amendment, the right to a speedy trial as given to us by our founding fathers in the Constitution. So what you're experiencing is something that is new in America because we have safeguards that are supposed to protect you against these things. For those of our listening audience who have not heard your story, tell us what happened on January 6th and what was your experience there that landed you in prison?
Well, you know, it was first and foremost, it was a beautiful outpouring of American support, patriotism, love of God, love of country. And what it turned into was a defense for our country, a defense for our republic and our defense of our lives. After Donald Trump gave an amazing speech, you know, detailing out how the election was stolen, we marched down Constitution Avenue. We were outside the Capitol peacefully protesting. The Capitol Police started firing tear gas and concussion grenades and stinger ball bullets and all kinds of incendiary devices to basically rile up the crowd. And they got what they wanted. They were injuring people. And the American spirit of 1776 was rife within us. And we stood up and defended ourselves and drove the tyrants back over the hillside. And historically, you know what happened. Everybody knows what happened. 4 people were murdered, unarmed Americans. Ashley Babbitt was shot in the throat. Roseanne Boylan was beaten and trampled to death by the Capitol Police. And 2 men died of a heart attack. Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillip, all these are American heroes. And, you know, we took the Capitol building from the tyrants for the day. We showed up to peacefully protest. We showed up with the intention to use our First Amendment redress agreements. They escalated the fight to a physical one, and we showed them these colors, red, white, and blue. We don't run, and we don't hide. We don't cower. We don't back down. And they took it to us, but we took it back to them. And, you know, as history will show, 3 men stood up against tyranny that day, and without a single shot fired on our side, the people were back in the people's house.
Jake, when you say they escalated the fight, who is they? Is it the FBI? I mean, who are you talking about that on January 6, 2021, escalated the fight against the peaceful protesters?
The Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department were the exactor. of this deadly force against the American people, but the strings were being pulled by the FBI, Nancy Pelosi, the brass of the Capitol Police, the House Sergeant at Arms, those people, Captain Steve Sund and Assistant Yogananda Pittman and Chuckie Schumer and all of the, you know, the vile communist Democrats that want to see our country just devolve, they're behind it. And, you know, at the same time, like I said, it was the spirit of 1776, and we did show unity and a great show of American, you know, force. What can be done when we are united. There was a more insidious, more deceptive plan behind that in order to create imagery that the Democrats can use for 3.5 years now to villainize Trump and Trump supporters. I don't see it as villainizing us. I see it as a great American imagery of the people inside the people's house and waving American flags and, you know, saying the deep state and the tyrants, you know, they got to go. But other people, you know, the mainstream media complex and the Democrat Party and the J6 Select Committee garbage congressional propaganda machine, they used it as a political weapon. And I guess that if we're brave enough, we can use it as our own imagery tool. And I have been. I've been boldly standing up saying what happened on January 6th is what our founding fathers would have done.
Jake, when you say that from your experience, that, and I don't know that we covered this last time we were talking, but you said from your experience there on January 6, 2021, the Capitol Police were deliberately escalating violence to a political end.
Of course. I mean, that's well known. We're seeing that just a couple days ago, a video came out of Nancy Pelosi admitting and taking responsibility for the violence and for the lack of security. It was purposely left understaffed, you know, and they were purposely given orders, I believe, and which Tarek Johnson, the routine's Capitol Police officer, the manager there, basically the highest ranking guy that was on the ground, believes that it was a setup. And, you know, give me 1 second. I got to reconnect them. My phone minutes are up in the prison here.
Okay. No problem. We can hang on. Hey, this is what it's like, right? This is what we got to do. So we'll hang on. Jake, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know if you can hear me right now, but I'll continue to kind of fill until you can. The Nancy Pelosi thing. I mean, I almost forgot about that, that was this week. That's been January 6th news that we haven't talked about yet on this show this week. You know, I think people have mentioned it a little bit on 97.1. It hasn't broken all the way through, but she has attempted to make it break through because Pelosi, after this video, if you haven't seen it, she's taking responsibility for not having enough security or basically her oversight over the security, the Capitol Police, which is what Jake was just saying. She says, oh, this was my fault. And I think she's lamenting and saying that she should have had more of them there. Now, she doesn't go into what he was just saying, which is that he's saying that they were intentionally escalating violence that day. But she does take responsibility for her part in it. And it's a video from January 6, 2021. Now, because that has surfaced now, Nancy Pelosi has gone about doing interviews on MSNBC. And, oh, hang on, he's back. Jake, you there? I will hang on a second. Keep going. I'm going to drop that. See if we can get him back. She's been doing all these videos and news interviews on MSNBC basically saying, oh, it was all taken out of context. But there is context. The whole thing is itself. You're not really taking it out of context. You're just hearing her talking to somebody in a car. She's wearing the mask, so it's a little bit tough to hear. But here we go. Jake, are you there? Well, we may not be able to finish the interview with Jake. I'll tell you what. If we can, I'll come back on the other side of this break, and we'll finish out the show with Jake Lang. I mean, this is what happened. You're calling from prison. He's calling from federal prison. We didn't get into his story. If you want to hear it, you know, we can go back to the podcast. But hang on. We'll go through this break, see if I can work this out. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.